Well, very disappointing, tough, hard-fought loss here at home. It never feels right to lose, especially here at Lambeau. But as I told the team throughout the week, and told them before the game, and actually even at halftime, these division games are always the hardest to win. There's always a bumpy path that you usually take throughout the course of these games. We definitely rode that today. We had a chance to obviously win the game there at the end and didn't convert. Offensively, started fast and then really struggled with rhythm and really execution there for a while. But made the plays there in the fourth quarter to get us down there. Special teams did some good things. I thought they covered a little better than we did today. The field position wasn't quite what you liked there in the first half. But I thought our special teams responded very nicely with the two kickoff returns to give us favorable field position and getting the onside kick to give us the opportunity there at the end of the game. So defensively played well. I thought they continued to give us the offense opportunities early and often. I thought the pressure was up in the pass rush. I think we had three quarterback hits. I don't know how many pressures, but I know we didn't have any sacks, but I thought that definitely there was pressure in the passing game, and the run defense looked to be solid. So hard loss. The humility of losing is hard to swallow. But these division games are most important. We know this stretch in front of us is huge, and we dropped one today that we felt we had a very good opportunity to win this game. So with that, we'll learn from it. We won't get caught up in the dramatic things that may chase these types of games. Our guys, we're going to focus on getting better. I thought they had a very good week of preparation. I thought the practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday was probably one of our better sequences of practice this year. And we obviously need to do a better job. So we need to get ready for Minnesota. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, what's the frustration level like in the locker room and with the coaching staff?
Oh, I think it's, you're disappointed. I mean, you lost a close game. Things didn't play probably as well as you liked. So when your team really prepares well and you go out, you don't play quite the way you like it. That's something that is tough to watch your team go through. But hey, this is the NFL. It's hard to win these games. Some people think it's a cliche. It's not. Division games are always the toughest. We've won close division games over the years. We drop one here at home, and that's really the fact of it.
I know you don't want to get into the drama. It looked at times from the outside like there were times that you and Aaron didn't see eye to eye. There was one time the cameras before the two-minute warning caught him trying to call a timeout or shaking his head because you didn't call a timeout. So you guys are, frustrated with each other? Right?
I must have missed that. No, I really don't.
It was 2-something right before the two-minute warning when Detroit had the ball.
They were in the first half?
No, it's second half, when they were about to score.
Yeah.
No frustration with each other?
I didn't have a conversation with Aaron before the two-minute warning. I'm not aware of his actions or – I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Mike, when something is really good and then it's not quite as good, mm-hmm. you look at what's different. So I have to ask you, are you thinking about taking back play calling when your offense has been so good and now it's not that good? Is that something you're considering, taking that job back?
I don't think it's that simple. I don't think the game of football is ever that simple. So I think the way you play it is about the simplistic nature. You go about fundamentals and so forth. But, there's a lot of time, energy that's put into the process of preparing for each and every game, let alone a season. So I like the way our staff works, and I like the way they work with our players.
You almost pulled it off, but the 9 punts in the middle of the game, how frustrating was it to not be able to get things going, get points during most of the game?
Well, 9 punts in, 82 plays? That doesn't really add up to, a very high point total. So for us today. So I think it speaks for itself.
So, Mike, if it's not simple, then what do you think? You've had so much offensive success in 10 years here. We're not used to seeing your offense struggle this way. What do you What do you think's wrong?
It's football. I mean, this is a tough game. I mean, this isn't easy. And frankly, if we were, if we spoiled you in the past, that's great. We're looking forward to spoiling you again there in the future.
Mike, do you think you found something in Justin Perillo a little bit?
I think Justin really, you're seeing what we get to see every day. He just needed an opportunity. So I thought he really made some clutch catches there and down the stretch. I thought he played well. I was proud of him, because I know how hard he's worked and the practice squad and coming back and, having the injury early. So, I was very, very happy to see his production.
Could you tell what went wrong on Mason's kick there?
I did. I was asked that on the way in here. I always watch the protection in those situations, so I really didn't see the kick mechanics.
Hey Mike, Rodgers has played so well for the last 5 years or whatever. It seems like in the last couple weeks he's just been off. He's missing throws that he normally hasn't been missing. What do you think's going on there?
Well, I think any time, you're not connected, I'm not going to sit here and dissect the mechanics of a quarterback, especially our quarterbacks. I don't correct players in the media, so we're not as efficient in our passing game as we like to be right now, and we just need to continue to work.
Mike, Jared Aberderis also had his first NFL catch, a couple big ones down the stretch there, even though he took that shot at the end. Were you impressed with the way he came out?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Abby's really practiced extremely well, and frankly, he's been ready to play the last couple of weeks. So I think just like Justin, it's you're always excited when a young guy works his way up and works for his opportunities and goes in the game and makes plays. So, yeah, definitely made some huge plays in the game. Two big plays.
Mike, have you had seasons in the past that you can sort of fall back on that you've, been hot and then struggled and then gotten hot again that kind of can give you perspective?
Oh, I think so. I think you always have a sequence of games and seasons that you can look back on. So, and we're, one phase isn't playing as well as the other. So I think we're in that right now. And we just need to keep working and fight our way out of it.
What does it take to get out of a phase like this? You're in the division games and you've got to really get over that hump.
You just got to stay true to to your preparation. Don't overreact. Keep things in perspective. And that's the reality of how we're going to approach it.
More, please.
Mike, do you think he's healthy enough not to be on the injury report. Is there anything wrong with him physically?
Aaron has been hit way too much 3 weeks in a row. So, I don't feel good about it. No one feels good about it. And I'm sure he doesn't feel very good.